Proverbs for the day, January 30th, and Proverbs chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. The words of Agur, the son of Jakeh, even the prophecy. The man spake unto Ithiel, unto Ithiel and Ucal. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. Now there's more there. We'll look at it also next month. But I'm impressed that sometimes you come to a passage of scripture, and at first it just, the first few verses just sit there, and you're like, what is this? But I think there's a good lesson on light here. Light. Agur's words run from verse 1 to 33, according to our text. And in chapter 31, verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, pick up. In this chapter, chapter 30, this passage has some amazing statements. And of course, we will go through them throughout the year. But this being the beginning of a year, and perhaps you're at a stage in life where you've read the Bible many, many a time. That's good. You might be at a stage of life when you're in between, or you might be on the other end of the scale where you're just really wanting to get stuck into the Word of God. Now, however it is that you're at, wherever you're at, this is a good lesson on light. And this even goes to the preservation, the translation, and the propagating of the Word of God. It even covers that. You'll see in a moment. So let's take a moment today and have a lesson on light. On light. He says here of himself, I am more brutish than any man and have not the understanding of a man. In verse 3, he goes on to say, I neither learned wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy. And so the picture is a man who is not too bright, necessarily worldly wise, a man who's not highly educated, might just get some light from the Lord. The Lord gives light to the kind of people that the world thinks are foolish. The Lord gives light to the kind of people that the world thinks don't matter. The passage in 1 Corinthians 1 that might come to your mind, I hope it does, where he says the foolishness of God is wiser than men, chapter 1, verse 25 of 1 Corinthians, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. For of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The lesson on light is that God uses the foolish, the base, the weak, the nothings of this world to bring to nothing all the wisdom of man. You take verse 5, for example, in this text, and we're not going to teach on it today or study it, but he says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. So Agur says, look, I, by the world standards, in my own eyes, I'm foolish. I'm base. I'm weak. I'm nothing. I don't have knowledge of the holy. I'm not going to be able to tell you about the holy. Now, you know, there's a little lesson here, and it's always good to know what you know. But part of knowing what you know is knowing what you don't know. Okay? One of the hard things about young fellows preaching and coming up through the ranks is somehow they get it in their head that they must know it if it works. And they must know more than they really do know just because it works. Well, God will bless the Word of God when it goes out, and he will, brother and sister. But let us remember that it comes down to the Lord who has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, okay? And it comes down to his words. Add thou not unto his words. And so we don't want to tamper with this book, because this book is where we get wisdom that comes from outside of us, because within us, in our flesh, is no good thing, Paul says, but in our own reasoning and human reasoning, there's no good thing. Now, we as humans, we always associate what comes out of the person with the person. We live in a day when even Bible believing, and in some terms you have to use that loosely, some people who profess to believe the Bible, but, you know, conservative fundamental type Christianity, we live in a time when it's just the natural thing is to assume it has something to do with the person. Now, is God using certain people? Yes. Does that mean that somehow he's pleased with them? Yes. Does it mean they're perfect? No. Does it mean that their wisdom's coming from within them? No. Earthly, sensual, devilish wisdom comes up out of the earth. It's just as natural as breathing. It comes to the natural man as natural. But he that is spiritual has to receive it. We get it. Some skills, for example, say skills of outlining. Let's say skills of organizing texts and scripture. People mistake those skills for being something that makes it spiritual. Well, not necessarily. I've heard fellows that had incredible outlines and everything was just right. And as far as I'm concerned, they didn't know God. Number one, they didn't believe the Bible the way they should have. Number two, they weren't willing to stand up for the Bible the way they know they should have. That's not a wise man to me. I hope to you, you let it sink down in your heart that it shouldn't be a wise man to you. We should not consider them wise who will not stand for this book, who will not stand for truth, who will not stand for righteousness and sanctification, okay, and redemption. It's a lesson on light. Our lesson is that God said through Agur, he said, look, I'm brutish and I have not the understanding of a man. Now, that didn't mean that he stayed that way, because when you read this passage, it's an amazing, there's some amazing things in here. You know, it's good for you to be able to know that you can observe some things and you can know that they are so, and yet acknowledge you can't explain them. Maybe you've heard me say before that scripture and scripture teaching should be looked at and categorized, you might say, by three things. Clear teachings. There are some passages in the Bible that are clear, especially for the age you live in. You take the book of Romans, it has clear teachings for the New Testament church age saint right now. Okay? Let's take the second thing, our considerations. There are things in the Bible that the interpretation of it or the teaching on it or the application of it, there are some things to consider. They're not a clear teaching. And so you don't measure the clear teaching. Now listen, you do not measure the clear teaching by the consideration, but rather vice versa. You measure the consideration by the clear teaching. And then there's a third thing called conjecture. It's one of those things you say, well, I wonder if, you know, it might be. And once again, that thing must be in submission to and evaluated by the clear teaching. So I would exhort you, write those three little words down, clear teaching, consideration, conjecture. And make sure you learn your Bible that way. So it's okay to acknowledge, I'm not clear on that yet. I'm just not clear on that. That's not going to hurt your authority. It's not going to hurt people listening to what you have to say as a Sunday school teacher or whatever. It's going to actually help the Holy Spirit of God to work in your life and give you light later. And so Agur's words are a lesson on light. Go to your Bible. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you. But know what you know, but also know what you don't know. And don't try to teach what you don't know so someone will think that you know what you don't know. It's okay to say, I don't know. If you teach a consideration or conjecture, identify it as such so people will not go out and measure the Bible or measure other Bible believers by what is a consideration or a conjecture. That's something that's been happening of late. The last 15, 20 years. All right, the Lord bless you.